parts. I'm Peter King. Ukraine isn't just fighting Russia. Now its president is in a war of words with the American president. Here's correspondent MTS Taya.
Zelensky said President Trump is trapped in what he described as a, quote, disinformation bubble, after the president appeared to blame Ukraine for starting the war nearly 3 years ago. To be clear, it was Russia which launched a full-scale invasion of Ukrainian territory in February of 2022.
And today on social media, Trump has called Zelensky a dictator without elections. The Trump administration has paused all immigration applications from certain migrants from Latin America and Ukraine. Immigration reporter Camilo Montoya Galvez has more on this CBS News exclusive.
If you already have temporary protective status, you will not be affected, but it is critically important to note that the Trump administration is in the process of scaling back many TPS programs, including the one for Venezuela.
They say it's about security and fraud concerns. Several federal prosecutors have quit rather than carry out the Justice Department's orders to drop corruption charges against New York Mayor Eric Adams. A judge hears arguments from both sides in about 2 hours. Loyola Law Professor Lori Levinson.
The judge has to give the final say as to whether this case will be dismissed, whether it will be dismissed without prejudice, which means that Adams could be prosecuted down the road, or maybe even dismissed with prejudice, which would make Adams free to do whatever he would want to do.
Last weekend's heavy rain and flooding have been followed by heavy snow in Kentucky. Governor Andy Beshear.
In eastern Kentucky, the snowstorm is significant enough there where we're not able to get a number of vehicles out on the roads, so that's going to delay some of the road openings in counties.
That system stretches into North Carolina and the Delmarva region. The latest on Pope Francis includes a diagnosis of double pneumonia and some positive signs. CBS's Seth Doan.
We understand from a Vatican source that he's breathing on his own, that he does not have any heart problems, and he's not just in bed. He's able to get up and get into an armchair there in the room.
Italy's prime minister visited this morning and says the Pope is alert, responsive, and funny. With two recent commercial airline crashes, you might think Americans are wary of flying. CBS's Linda Kenyon.
The Associated Press NORC poll finds 64% of adults believe air travel is very safe or somewhat safe. That's down from 71% in a previous poll. The decline suggests Americans are somewhat rattled by recent events, including the midair collision between an American Airlines passenger jet and an Army Black Hawk helicopter in Washington, D.C.
Wall Street, the Dow is down 90 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. It was a duplex on Gilson Street in Racine that exploded last night. Only two people were hospitalized. They were rushed to Milwaukee for treatment. The cause of the explosion remains under investigation. In Racine's April election, Jens Jorgensen will face incumbent Melissa Caprillion for the 5th Aldermanic District. Grace Allen and Pat Schwanke will compete for the 9th District seat. Full election results can be found at RacineCountyEye.com. Kenosha voters rejected a $115 million spending request for Kenosha Unified yesterday. About 54% voted against it. Rebecca Stevens, Valerie Kretschmer, Carl Bryan, and Andreas Mamalakis advanced as the top four candidates for two open Kenosha Unified School Board seats. And the state Supreme Court dismissed a lawsuit concerning Racine's 2022 use of a mobile voting van. The court ruled that the Republican Party official that filed the lawsuit lacked standing. The ruling did not opine on the legality of the mobile voting site itself. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Wisconsin beats Illinois. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers finally get a win over Illinois, 95-74. That ended a 9-game losing streak for the Badgers against the Fighting Illini. Head coach Greg Gard asked, did his players do a better job at getting rebounds, especially in the first half?
We did. You know, we tried. There was a few got away from us. Obviously, the ball bounces funny sometimes. You know, when we didn't get them, there was a group accountability that they were pretty astute in talking about what we we needed to get cleaned up.
In Milwaukee, Marquette dominated Seton Hall 80-56. Cam Jones with 14 points. Chase Ross added 11. Baseball, Brewers outfielder Blake Perkins on being named a Gold Glove finalist for his performance last season.
Very grateful seeing the support from like my teammates, from the staff, recognition from my peers around the league is very cool, and it's just it's humbling and very grateful.
That's the Brewers Blake Perkins with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Still stuck in the cold today, with mostly cloudy skies and highs reaching the mid-teens. A few flurries could fly overnight tonight, laying down just a trace. And with no problems expected tomorrow, it'll be partly sunny and warmer with highs in the mid-20s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 8 degrees.
Harvey's rest of the story, just a matter of seconds from now. Sponsored by the Racine Disc Center, online at racinedisccenter.com, or visit the clinic on Rapids Drive just east of Gulf Avenue.
Is chronic pain consuming all your energy? Relief is closer than you think. Racine Disc Center offers FDA-cleared spinal decompression therapy, non-surgical treatments that gently stretch the spine, relieve pressure, and promote recovery. Stop hurting and start healing. Visit racinedisccenter.com. Stop by the clinic on Rapids Drive just east of Gulf Avenue, or meet the team at the Thrive Home and Wellness Expo March 1st and 2nd at Festival Hall. Racine Disc Center, where you go to get your life back.
The rest of the story. Louisa was a young immigrant woman yearning for adventure and opportunity in the new world. Her family trip by sailing ship had been a perilous one, but the journey and the home across the sea she had left behind were fading memories now. All that mattered was today. And today would be Louisa's last day. It was a cranial injury that ended her life, caused by what we cannot know. For Louisa, the immigrant girl, lived and died at the age of 20, 10,000 years ago. And for as many years, she was forgotten. Until in 1999, her skull was unearthed in Brazil, and by archaeological inference, her story was told. But the September announcement of that discovery by Brazil's National Museum sent shockwaves around the anthropological world, for Louisa's chin was pronounced, her nose was large, her eyes were round, and so now we know, and for certain, that she resembled in no way the so-called Indians we associate with South America. For you see, Louisa was African. Now hold on. How can that be? Well, the experts scrambling for an explanation remembered an enigmatic rock drawing dating back to Louisa's era, a sketch on stone made around 8,000 BC and found in Australia. The Australian Aborigines were descended from Africans. Anyway, this ancient drawing was of a boat with a prow, apparently designed for ocean voyages. So it's likely, at least, that one down under summer 10 millennia ago, Louisa's kind, and perhaps Louisa herself, set sail across the massive South Pacific, eventually discovering and exploring and finally settling in South America. So the first global explorers were of African descent? Yes, it now appears that way. But if that is so, then white explorers may not have been all that far behind. In April 1994, the issue of Discover magazine stunned its readers with a related revelation, published color photographs of 3,000-year-old mummies, one of which was that of a 55-year-old male with light brown hair and pale white skin. He was 6 feet 6 inches tall, and he was discovered where? In China. Then in 1996, archaeologists uncovered in the banks of the Columbia River near Kennewick, Washington, the skeleton of a 9,000-year-old man. And his skull displays Caucasian characteristics, indicating that he, too, originally had come from somewhere in Europe. So the voyage of Louisa and the prehistoric people migration that her journey represents bear a significance that we are only now beginning to appreciate. For the Indians, the ones to whom we refer as Native Americans, they showed up between 9,000 and 7,000 years ago, suggesting, merely suggesting, mind you, that it was they who marched across the Bering Land Bridge from Asia and swiped the Americas from the Africans and from the Europeans, maybe even battled and buried them to do it. Oh, I know you learned in school and ever since that invaders from across the sea, Spanish, French, and English, stole North Central and South America from their rightful owners. Grand Theft, historians once called it. But now, well, perhaps, poetic justice. Because now you know the rest of the story.
Well, that's rewriting history with evidence. Paul Harvey's Rest of the Story, heard twice daily on WRJN at 7:25 with Don Rosen, said Dan proudly. And again at 12:05 here on WRJN, the station with local news and timeless hits.
Mustang Sally. Guess you better slow your
Racine, local news and timeless hits.
Bay lives in a very bad part of town. And everybody, yeah, tries to put my Sloopy down. Sloopy, I don't care what your daddy do.
And timeless hits, WRJN. You want to know what's going on, not just around the area, but maybe with us, your favorite radio station? That's a big presumption for me to make, but we'll fill you in, and it's absolutely free. Sign up for our newsletter. It comes out about weekly, and you go to WRJN.com, sign up there. You'll get it in your email, and it's just interesting stuff about contests, news around the area. It's pretty interesting things. So sign up again at WRJN.com.
Whether you're a seasoned pro or a new golfer, think beyond the green at X-Golf Kenosha. Experience world-class golf simulators in a lively setting with delicious food, top-notch service, and a full bar. Tee off on one of 50 renowned courses, fine-tune your swing at the driving range, take a lesson with their PGA pro, Ray, or join a league for some friendly competition. Need club repairs or re-gripping? They've got you covered. Book your tee time at xgolfkenosha.com and swing by the lounge off Highway 50 just west of Green Bay Road.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family. Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa. Or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Zip lining through canyon views in Chula's aerial adventure park. And dining comes any way you like it. From pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Miles and miles of freshly groomed cross-country and hiking trails. Ski, sled, snowshoe. Warm up at our indoor water park. ChulaVistaResort.com.
We're definitely going to be late to the concert. I feel like we should be there by now.
I'm just taking a little detour.
I gotta fill up my gas tank, and I know this place a couple towns over where the gas is cheaper.
Are you serious? We're gonna be late for the concert because you're driving out of the way for cheaper gas? Just use Upside.
What's Upside?
Upside is the free cash back app that gets you real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait, I can get cash back just for buying the gas I need anyway?
Yes, I use it all the time, and I've made around $200. Now pull over so you can download the Upside app before we miss the concert.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code TRAFFIC25 to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime, right to your bank, PayPal, or as a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code TRAFFIC25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code TRAFFIC25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus. That's code TRAFFIC25.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day, X-Golf Kenosha. Whether you're a seasoned pro or a new golfer, think beyond the green and experience world-class golf simulators in a lively setting with delicious food, top-notch service, and a full bar. Tee off on one of 50 famous courses, hit the driving range, take a lesson with their PGA Pro Ray, or join a league for some friendly competition. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals banner, and get $40 simulator certificates for just $20 today only at WRJN Big Deals.
With local news and now timeless hits, WRJN is all you need to keep up to date on news from Racine, Wisconsin and around the world. With Stuart J. Waddles in the Radio Park Newsroom and the statewide resources of the Civic Media Network and CBS, our commitment to keeping you informed is as strong as ever. For 98 years, Racine's source for local news and news from around the world. WRJN.
Shy, and I can tell I'm her kind of guy. She dances close to me.
And she told me I could.
Something tells me I'm into something good.
Something tells me I'm into something. Something tells me I'm into something.
WRJN and Herman's Hermits. Peter Noon singing lead on that. That was their first hit, written by Carole King. He leads off every show with that song, has for years, and he'll do it again on Friday the 28th at the Genesee Theater in Waukegan in concert with the Association. And yeah, there are still tickets available for the show, and yeah, you can still win some from WRJN. Now, here's a winner in his own right, Stuart J. Waddles, with this update from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Two people were injured in that Racine house explosion and fire last night. It happened at around 6 at a duplex on Gilson, about two blocks north of Mitchell Middle. The cause still isn't known, but investigators may have a tough time due to the conditions. Debris was blown for blocks, water used to douse the flames froze, and We Energy has reportedly had issues trying to dig out and find a cutoff valve. Nearby homes were briefly evacuated as a safety measure. Again, the cause of that explosion and fire at the duplex in Racine is currently under investigation. Kenosha Unified voters said no to the extra spending. The $115 million school referendum for Kenosha Unified was voted down yesterday. A request from the Waterford Union High School District in Racine County did pass. In other results from yesterday, voters in Racine's 5th Aldermanic District sent Jens Jorgensen to the April ballot to take on Melissa Caprillion. In the 9th, Grace Allen and Pat Schwanke advanced to April. To recap results, check out RacineCountyEye.com. 40 degrees by early next week and maybe rain. The cold weather advisory sticks around for a little bit today, but then a warm-up takes place. It'll be in the 30s for the weekend, up near 40 on Monday. The latest is coming up in the forecast. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Still stuck in the cold today, with mostly cloudy skies and highs reaching the mid-teens. A few flurries could fly overnight tonight, laying down just a trace. And with no problems expected tomorrow, it'll be partly sunny and warmer, with highs in the mid-20s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 10 degrees at our studios.
Two.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN, and pretty much a local band, the Buckinghams out of Chicago. They sold more 45s than anybody else, including the Beatles, in 1967.
Hey, baby, they're playing our song, the one we used to hear when we used to get along. Hey, baby, they're playing our song, let's get back together, that's where we belong. It's the one with the pretty melody. The one that made you fall in love with me. It made us feel so groovy. We fell in love just like in a movie. Hey, baby, they're playing our song, the one they used to play when we used to get along. Hey, baby, they're playing our song, let's get back together, that's where we belong. Pleasant memories are coming back to me. Can't you remember the way it used to be? It made us do our dancing. It gave us time to think about romancing.
southeast Wisconsin. We are the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
Nothing you can take and tear me away from my guy. Nothing you could do, cause I'm stuck like glue to my guy. I'm sticking to my guy like a snap to a letter, like birds of a feather. We stick together. I'm telling you from the start, I can't be torn apart from my guy. Nothing you could do could make me untrue to my guy.
My guy.
Nothing you could buy could make me tell a lie to my guy. I gave my guy my word of honor to be faithful, and I'm gonna, you best be believing, I won't be deceiving my guy. As a matter of opinion, I think he's tops. My opinion is he's the cream of the crop. As a matter of taste, to be exact, he's my ideal. As a matter of fact, no muscle man could take my hand from my guy.
My guy.
No handsome face could ever take the place of my guy.
My guy.
He may not be a movie star, but when it comes to being happy, we are. There's not a man today who could take me away from my guy. He who could take me away from my guy.
Tell me more.
There's not a man today who could take me away from my guy.
Just an old-fashioned love song playing on the radio, and wrapped around the music is the sound of someone promising they'll never go. You swear you've heard it before as it slowly rambles on. No need in bringing them back, cause they're never really gone.
Just an old song, one I'm sure they wrote for you and me. Just an old-fashioned love song, coming down in three-part harmony.
To weave our dreams upon and listen to each evening when the lights are low. To underscore our love affair with tenderness and feelings that we've come to know.
Old-fashioned love song, one I'm sure they wrote for you and me.
local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN. With Dan Marcus here, a reminder that the Downtown Chili Ice Walk is set for this Saturday. Going to be a great time, something for everybody. This is very much a family event. There'll be, for the kids, things like a scavenger hunt. There'll be ice sculpting for them to watch. Just tell them, tell the tykes, don't stick your tongue on the ice, okay? And there's also going to be 10 different locations serving up their chili. A lot of fun, good weather for this Saturday, downtown Racine. Need the details? Click the Racine Downtown link on our website, WRJN.com.
Hi, this is Mike at your CBD store in Racine. We are sharing the love, no strings attached. Just schedule an appointment to receive a free $200 wellness kit February 27th through March 2nd. It's our way of saying thanks for prioritizing your wellness journey. Appointments are filling up fast, so call your CBD store on the corner of Highway 31 and Spring Street in Racine, or visit us on Facebook. If you stop in and schedule your appointment, you will receive a 7-day clinically proven sleep gummy.
That's 1 week free on me.
Seeking the tastiest pizza in Racine? Well, then head straight to Ferraro's, where pizza has been their passion for over 50 years. From classic cheese pepperoni and sausage pizzas to golden fried chicken to signature hot sandwiches, Ferraro's has all your cravings covered. Plus, don't miss February's special chili dog pizza, a savory chili base topped with melty cheddar cheese, juicy hot dog pieces, fresh onion, and a drizzle of liquid cheddar. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, let's talk ED, because millions of men experience it, but not everyone can access or afford treatments like Viagra. Well, Hims can help. Through Hims.com, you can get a full range of treatment options for ED, including daily or as-needed meds, through a 100% online process. It all starts with an online intake form. Get started at Hims.com/joy. And from there, a medical provider licensed in your state will determine if ED treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is shipped to you for free. Find the ED treatment that fits your needs with options up to 95% less than the brand names. Millions of men experience ED, but Hims can help. To start your free online visit and save up to 95%, go to Hims.com/joy. That's Hims.com/joy for your free online visit. Hims.com/joy.
The Badgers.
Feeds Max, face the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Pivots,
fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts on a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk! Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Money when you pay the rent. Did you think that money was
local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Here's a big song from the soundtrack of The Big Chill from Creedence Clearwater Revival on WRJN.
J-N.
You with your masquerading, and you always contemplating what to do in case happiness found you. Can't you see that it's all around you? So follow me. Your life has kicked you, it's your mind, and that's all that's tricking you. So step in line.
Come on, baby. 7 lonely days and a dozen towns ago, I reached out one night and you were gone. Don't know why you'd run, what you're running to or from. All I know is I want to bring you home. So I'm walking in the rain, thumbing for a ride on this lonely Kentucky back road. I've loved you much too long, my love's too strong. Let you go, never knowing what went wrong. With the rain in my shoes, searching for you in the cold Kentucky rain, in the cold Kentucky rain. Showed you a photograph to some old gray-bearded men sitting on a bench outside a general store. They said, yes, she's been here, but their memory wasn't clear. Was it yesterday? No, wait, the day before. Finally got a ride with a preacher man who asked, were you bound on such a cold, dark afternoon? As we drove on through the rain, as he listened, I explained that he left me with a prayer that I'd find you. Kentucky rain keeps pouring down, and up ahead's another town that I'll go walking through. With the rain in my shoes,
local news, timeless hits, WRJN.
one thing I want you to do, especially for me.
Dedicated to the one I love.
This is dedicated.